What kind of a challenge was it to go up against Beckham as often as you did? It seems like you were up for it.
It was a great challenge, you know. It was, you know, we're both up for it, you know. As you see, we competed, you know, and it was good. It was good.
Is that sort of physicality to the whistle and occasionally after the whistle, is that your style, or is it just one of those that the situation
it just happened.
Dictates it?
Yeah, it just happened. You know, we were just out there playing ball. You know, we both love the game. We both have passion for the game. So, I mean, we let our emotions get up the best of us at that time. And as you see, as the game went on, you know, we got our stuff together and we just played ball.
What's it do for your confidence when you have a game like that and your defense plays that well and you play that well?
Pardon?
What's it do for your confidence when you have a game like that where you play well, defense plays well, results what you want?
It does. Confidence is high. You know, we went out there and played great on defense. Offense played great, you know, as a team, as a whole unit. We felt good as a team.
Has that been your goal all along since you got in this league, is to be a shutdown corner where they just say, Xavier, we're going to throw you on whoever?
My goal is just go play ball, man. I don't really think of much of that. You know, I just go out there and play ball and let my play do all the talking after that.
It seems like you guys get a healthy respect for each other. The more the game went on, you guys were actually kind of patting each other on the shoulder at the end of the game. Do you gain a healthy respect for, and do you hope that your reputation gets like that?
It's football. You know, it's the game of sports. You know, you're going to compete. At the same time, you have respect for the person you're going against. You know, you're always going to have respect for your opponent, but also you got to go out there and try to beat your opponent.
When you watch film on DeAndre Hopkins, what do you see as his strength?
Oh, man, he's really he go up and get the ball, you know. When he wants to catch the ball, you know, it's his. So you know how to, when the ball in the air, you have to fight for it, you know. And he runs good routes, you know. He's very smart receiver at the same time. So, I mean, you have to be on that guy, you know. You have to make sure, you know, once you have the ball in his hand, you have to fight. You know it's going to be a fight once the ball gets in there.
How much time do you spend on watching a receiver in film versus watching the opposing quarterback? How do you split that up?
You have to watch both, you know, at the same time. You know it's the tendencies, you know, you have to watch some of everything, you know, try to get clues here and there, you know, off the offense. So we're looking forward. If you're looking at film, you just try to look at all the tendencies.
You think they're looking at film on you?
I mean, yeah, of course. They're looking at film on the whole defense, you know, not only me, but the whole defense. As a general, the whole defense is doing a great job. You know, it's not a one-player team or one-player defense. Everyone on that team stands out. We're playing great as a whole unit.